Live from the Tan Talk Studios, it's the best in British.
Well, welcome to the Best in British, and if you're one of these numbnuts that have not turned your clocks to the right time, you probably think you're listening to the Elks of Clearwater. It's the Best in British. Get that clock adjusted. It is 10 after 12, or thereabouts, actually 13 after 12. So, good afternoon. It's the Best in British. Thanks for joining us today on the Tan Talk Radio Network. And as always, we've got Bob the Butler next to us. Good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing goodly. I had a great weekend at the Renaissance Festival in Tampa. I'll talk about that later.
All right.
I got a badge for it. I'm talking about this clock going forward. How I don't understand is that...
you got up at the right time, yeah.
No, the clocks go forward in Britain 1 week earlier. I don't know if you know that. Mm. And, of course, last Saturday night went forward. Spring forward, fall back. It's so easy to remember.
To some. Yeah, all right, okay.
Spring forward.
Today's theme is going to be based on Saturday, which was April Fool's Day. We're going to be talking a little bit about the origins and some of the April Fool pranks that were done over the weekend, as well as some of the historic April Fool pranks that have been done over previous years. Also today, what else we got? We're going to be talking about... Apple computers as well today, which is interesting.
And some one of the early developers.
And inspirational quotes, some funny quotes, and all right, we'll talk a bit about that later on. In the meantime...
If you sat down there listening, just give us a call on 441-3000. I know we've got a few people here who might want to call in. Call in at 441-3000, you'll speak to Big Ed, the studio director, and put you straight through to the Duke.
That's the plan anyway. All right. So the whole show today is always is sponsored by the incredible Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. And they're located on the corner of Curler Road and Alternate 19 in the Causeway Plaza. A great little family restaurant, 150-seater place with a full liquor bar. It's open from 11:30 every day. And that is the Cricketers of Dunedin, located in the Causeway Plaza on the way down to Honeymoon Island. All right. Let's go to our first song today, which is, as always, is something British. Actually, this one's with an Irish flavour. It's the Undertones, and it's celebrating the weather.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
Okay, welcome back, folks. The Best in British, sponsored by the incredible Cricketers Pub and Restaurant, a family-owned restaurant in the Causeway Plaza, behind McDonald's on Alternate 19, if you're wondering where it is, in the Causeway Plaza. The Undertones there, of course, Here Comes Summer, a bit of an 80s song there, and just to remind you that every Friday night down at the Cricketers, it is 80s night, starts around 9 p.m, and, of course, you get 80-cent shooters, 80-cent drafts, and me.
And 80 cents music, and the Duke.
Bit of a come down when we...
actually, you've become a very accomplished DJ, actually.
Well, thank you.
So we have to remind people that you used to do it when you're 18, 19 years of age.
Actually, you know, we started doing the ladies' night. We used to have a DJ Willie do it, but I'm doing it now. And I've never actually, you know, it's been like 30 years since I did that.
Yeah, and I'm saying when you were 19.
Yeah, it was actually when I was 19.
You did this, it's like, even though it was a travelling DJ, you sort of put all this stuff in your back
we
of your
were
van.
A mobile disco.
A mobile disco, that's yeah. it. You put all this stuff in the back of a van.
Can you do wedding for disco for us? The lass and son-in-law is going to get married and he wants a disco.
In those days, it consisted of two speakers, right, which you probably shanghaied from small radios, and two dance set record
Give
players.
Me a little more credit than that, you know.
And a microphone.
A dance set record players.
They were £16 in 1959. Mm. They were a classic, they were, you know.
Dance set record.
Yeah, and they had an auto change.
Even Jimmy Savile didn't use those.
And you could have 12 single 45s and drop down.
Yeah, okay. We're going to be talking about what's going on down at the Cricketers a little later on. Also, some of the great lunch menu. Yeah, and there's a new lunch menu that's available down at the Cricketers. Starts at 12 noon every day. It's available until 4:30, and there's food on there which ranges from $3.99 all the way up to a staggering $7.99. That's the most you can pay for a lunch special.
Parker the Chauffeur is bringing in actually a whole array of baked potatoes for us to lunch today. Yeah, we've got chili baked potatoes, we've got Heinz baked bean potatoes, we've got butter and sour cream potato. You name it, whatever you want to put on a potato, $3.99 plus, and then you've got a good deal.
Good. I'm actually having a roast beef toastie today because that is fantastic.
Oh, you posh thing.
Very posh. Yes.
Okay. Actually, that's gone down very well, actually. You know, absolutely.
It sounded like it went down very well, Bob. Hey, we got Gordy on there.
You know that crazy guy from Orlando?
I think he's otherwise engaged. Bless it. Oh, are you there?
Huh?
Oh, did we wake you?
No! What?
Is Big Bertha helping you there now?
No!
I would hope not. Can you imagine, actually, you know, he obviously has a few bowel problems, but in being on the loo and Bertha helping...
Hang on, who?
Gazunda, the... What do you call it? The Kazi, the...
The bug.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're talking about your toiletry problems. And Big Bertha's there to help you. I know she's your caregiver. And how are you doing, Gordon, over the weekend? You know it was April Fool's Day on Saturday, don't you?
No!
You don't remember that?
When?
Or you didn't see Saturday?
What are we talking about?
Nobody laid a layer of saran wrap over your toilet
or anything. Hey, I already got kicked out of that school!
Actually, I think I got kicked out of school once for April
Fool's. No, remember I was going to do the dental hygiene!
What did you say? I didn't hear what you did. You mentioned some practical joke
Get
at school.
Get your wax out of your ears, old man!
Old man? God, give
He's
me 20
He's only
years.
70. Give him a break.
I signed up to be a dental hygienist! And they already kicked me out!
Oh, no.
Well, what I lack in years, I gain in spirit.
Anyway, the girl said, "Aren't you a little old for this?" And I said, "Aren't you a little fat for those pants?" So we didn't get off on the right foot right
no,
away.
No.
No. But I stuck around for a little while. And I had my hand in this kid's mouth and he bit me. So I popped him on the nose.
You sound like you've had a fun time then.
No, I said I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it's probably...
So they asked me to leave. Well, they didn't really ask me. They had a couple big guys in suits take me out.
Oh, Gordon, I do feel sorry for you. I mean, I think...
Don't feel sorry for me!
Well, dental hygienist...
I can get my way around!
A dental hygienist is not what I'd imagine be your ideal forte. You know, something that... I'm thinking...
Are you stuttering?
I'm not going to say anymore. I'm going to start insulting you, and I don't want to do that. So, did you have a good weekend, anyway?
Did you when?
Tell you what, let's continue this next week. Listen,
what?
Gordon, thanks for being on.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Hello!
We'll see you next week, Gordon. Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks for being on the show. You have a good day, all right? dear. Can you imagine a dental... No, I can't.
No.
Dental hygienist?
He's a good guy. He's one of our faithful listeners, actually. And, of course, Big Bertha's the caregiver, and she obviously does a lot of work with him.
Still but, can't
you know what? He never seems to get hospitalised. He always seems to cope. would like.
It normally gets thrown out by the sounds of it. Oh dear. Good afternoon, everyone. Let's to be a little more sensible here. You're listening to The Best in British. Thanks for being with us today.
Why do you want to be sensible?
Well, I've got to be able to talk, you know, at least without laughing between a sentence.
Talking about hospitals, I met someone over the weekend that was a security guard at a hospital. I said, security guard? For what reason? And apparently you get crazy people in there trying to pull their drips out of their arms and, you know.
What, at the Renaissance Festival? No. They get crazy people?
Yeah.
No.
I got a badge.
What, that you're a crazy person? Yeah, yeah, I would go with that.
I got a badge for firing a bunny rabbit out of a cannon. And the show is called Bunnies in Peril.
You shot a bunny out of a cannon?
Out of a cannon. It was caught safely in a basket.
Whoa. What does the animal rights people have to say about that?
I really no idea, actually, but the thing is, it was safe.
Extremely cruel.
It was safe, and all the kids get a chance to pet the bunny at the end of the show, but the bunny does traverse about 15 feet.
Actually, the next song is very apt, because it's we're going on to our next piece of music now, from Britain, of course, as always, and this one's from the Average White Band. It's called Pick Up the Pieces.
Oh, very apt.
Very apt.
Are you crazy? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
All right, we're back and we're here live, the Best in British, of course. Pick up the pieces. We'll talk more about this bunny in a moment. Pick up the pieces, indeed. Shooting it out of a cannon, I don't know, what can you say? April Fool's Day, of course, was on Saturday. I don't know how many people got caught out, whether you follow the tradition or not, but certainly widespread in the UK and certainly lots of parts of Europe as well. We're just looking here at some of the origins. Apparently, it's French.
Yeah, that's one of the... I can't believe that. Actually, we inherited a French thing.
That would obviously account for why the French say, you're crazy English.
Apparently, in those days, the calendar, back into the... before the 16th century, the new year was the 1st of April. And eventually, of course, it was changed to what we know it now. But the thing carried on.
Do you call it All Fool's Day, Ed, or do you call it April Fool's Day? Which do you call it? He's just nodding his head. He's watching porn again. Yeah. All right, so it's April Fool's Day.
So 1564, the French king, Charles the Fourth, Ninth. Charles the Ninth. Come on, how often do you
look at Roman numerals? One X is nine, not four.
All right, and changed it, actually. And even in Britain now, we have a great tradition of sending people on fool's errands.
Yeah, you see, I didn't realise the two were connected, but yeah, fool's errands. You know, when you certainly back in England anyway, if you were the young, naive lad that's just been employed to do an apprenticeship or something, you know.
First job after school, usually.
First job after school. You go into industry and... of course, all the colleagues that you'd be working with would just be ready for you.
All right. Go and send me down for a left-handed screwdriver.
Or a glass hammer.
Yeah. The one I've just thought of is a can of grease lightning.
Yeah, can of grease lightning. Yeah.
Glass hammer, yeah.
Glass hammer. Anything? Do you have any things like that? Does that happen when, in this country, you don't have pranks for the kids that are starting sometimes? Yeah.
He's not even got his microphone hooked up. He's just lip-reading us.
Another one was elbow grease, wasn't it?
Oh, elbow grease was a good one. And also a bottle of fresh air.
Fresh air. Yeah, just some.
And the naivety of all is that we used to take it in, but of course you had the privilege when you were older to actually do it on someone else.
This is probably the ultimate in bad taste April Fools. Listen to this. A wife decides to video record the lottery program.
Oh.
And then completes a ticket from that particular show.
Yeah.
A week after, displays the ticket to her husband and says, I've been and bought a lottery ticket. They sit down and the husband watches the recorded show, which he thinks is live, and sees that he wins the lottery, only to find out that it's a recording.
Right. Now, that is sick, actually. I'll tell you why.
That's sick.
You all remember the film, The Raising of Ned Devine, the guy set in Ireland who dies, literally has a heart attack. Because he thought he'd won the lottery, and he died as a heart attack. Some of the other things that's remarkable, actually, about Britain, BBC, of course, is the epitome of broadcasting. However, they are not beyond having a little practical joke. And back in 1957, they prospected the announcement that there was a dreaded spaghetti weevil destroyed the whole spaghetti harvest, Duke, in Switzerland, right? And this was broadcast on Panorama, one of our noted, just like your 60 Minutes over here.
I think you've got to realise that back in 1957, you really didn't know anything about spaghetti or, you know, anything that was like...
We didn't.
European almost. You know, England was meat and two veg.
Yeah, meat and two veg. And don't forget, the world in those days was black and white, certainly TV was.
Yeah.
And the only way we got spaghetti was a tin of... Heinz spaghetti sauce. All right. We never saw what we get now as spaghetti. So anyway, I was taken in. I was 10 years of age, and I thought, well, that's an interesting thought. Spaghetti grows on trees.
I love the footnote.
But it took out a lot of people's knowledge about this. You know, it really was a good put down.
Apparently, the BBC. Had lots and lots of people call in, and they diplomatically reply, which they would do in 1957, and said that for all those people that are inquiring about the spaghetti and what exactly to do with it, place a sprig of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best.
I know. And then one I didn't know, apparently, it's Paul McCartney, who's apparently died in 1969.
We'll come back to that. All right, time for the news here, sports headlines.
This is the Best in British Sport Report, a review of Britain's sports stories. And here is your host, the Duke.
Oh, it sounds so posh, doesn't it? It's the Best in British. Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us today. Just some brief news from the UK. Britain's Paul Broadhurst wins his sixth European title, capturing the Portuguese Open by one shot from Anthony Hall. Anthony Wall, I should say. FA Cup's coming up, of course. Wednesday, the 12th of April, there will be the replay of Middlesbrough and Charlton. And semi-finals of Chelsea versus Liverpool on the 22nd of April. And Middlesbrough versus Charlton Athletic on the 23rd. Sorry. Yeah. Or West Ham. So, snooker, Mark Williams beats John Higgins 9-8 in the final of the China Open to secure his first ranking title since 2003. And finally, of course, the FA Cup final will be coming along on May 13th. And that'll be at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff and not where it normally would be because it's still closed. 2008, they're talking about before Wembley is open. Can't believe it. And also over the weekend, my pet sport, the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. Jenson Button, actually, who is the British driver for Honda, got to pole position. But alas, spectacular engine blow-up on the last lap meant he finished ninth. So the final standings on the Formula One was Alonso came first, Raikkonen came second, Ralf Schumacher, came third, that's unusual for him, Nick Heidfeld came fourth, and Fisichella came fifth, Jack Villeneuve came sixth, and Rubens Barrichello and Honda came seventh, so that's it. All right, the results, the results today from the Barclay card, or the Barclay Premiership. Man City 0, Middlesbrough 1, West Ham 0, Charlton 0, Arsenal 5, Aston Villa 0. You know, just while I'm talking about this, I'm thinking of John Walsh, who's probably listening today. Good afternoon, John. And he reckons that I should be doing all this in different accents, you know, like...
regional accents.
Yeah.
Get the Geordie accent or the Scouse accent.
Get the Aston Villa, like...
The Brubby accent.
Arsenal 5, Aston Villa 0.
Yeah, you could do that very well.
0, Chelsea 0. I won't bother. Bolton 1, Man United 2, Everton 2, Sunderland 2, Fulham 1, Portsmouth 3, Newcastle 3, Tottenham 1, West Brom 0, and Liverpool 2. They were the games over the weekend. And in the Coca-Cola Cup, or in the Coca-Cola League, I should say, Coventry 0, Preston 1, Hull 1, Leeds 0, Luton 1, Ipswich 0, Millwall 0, Brighton 2, Norwich 2, and my team Leicester City 1. And Plymouth 2, Wolverhampton 0, Queen's Park Rangers 1, Crewe 2, Reading 5, Derby 0. They are the champions this year. Sheffield Wednesday 0, Burnley 0, Southampton 3, Cardiff 2, and finally Stoke 1, Sheffield United 1. So that's the brief roundup of sport.
And they've got the cup final presumably coming up in May. Is
the cup final, mid-May? Yes. That will be and, that's, crazy.
I mean,
stuff.
That is something which we should show at the pub, you know, the cup final.
We should.
I mean, it'll be...
But it's pay-per-view and it's like $10,000. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, maybe we can record it and show it later.
Oh, you can't do that either. Oh.
No? But it'll be shown, it'll be coming in live, I guess, in Britain around about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Ed's got his headphones on, he's reading a newspaper looking very sophisticated. What's up, Ed?
Did you ever notice how people die in alphabetical order?
Very good. You bet you're in the obituary column, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And they all die. That's amazing, actually, how they managed to do that. Do you think they consult God before they go, or
they're
what?
They're all younger than Bob, too.
Are they really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a little worrying.
Are we talking about the first name or the last name on alphabet?
70, 83.
Yeah. Oh, well. I got a few more years to go.
That's what they say about Clearwater, you know. It's land of the newlywed and nearly dead.
That's a good tourism story.
Now then, Bob.
Well, you know what? Remember, what was it, Maureen Stapleton? Remember when they filled Cocoon down here, the first one?
Yeah.
They filmed that on, you remember?
I didn't know the filming down here.
Yeah,
no.
They filmed it on Park Street. In St. Pete, they filmed that on those houses on the water.
No,
and she said, "I love St. Petersburg, but it's just a place to come and die." That's what she said.
Maybe that should be the new slogan for the tourist board for Pinellas County. Yeah, yeah?
The Clearwater, Florida, land of the newlywed and nearly dead.
Oh dear, and lots of old Cadillacs. God, dear. Bob, I see. You know, you're over at the.
Renaissance
Festival, and I'm seeing these bumper stickers that you brought us in today.
Yeah.
What is all this then? Proud to be gay?
Yeah.
Is this something you're trying to tell us, is
well,
it?
These are all stickers you can buy. I mean, there's tongue-in-cheek.
I love gay porn.
And I think, actually, when you use these stickers on your car, or you stick them on the back of your shirt if you want.
Well, I love crack whores.
Yeah. It's the jest in it, basically, is that, you know, you're just trying to be the most obnoxious.
Now, here's the one for you, then.
Bravado person.
I suffer from erectile dysfunction. That should be the one on the back of you.
This is an attention giver, though, isn't it?
I love old chicks with all the writing all shaky. Yeah. Maybe I love cross-dressing, because that's what you were doing yesterday, weren't you?
No, I was the scurvy knave. I was at planning on the scurvy knave. I dressed down at 1558, and I basically had round my waist, I had a bottle of gin, which...
with a straw.
Which had water in it.
Oh, yeah, likely story.
But the pretense of the whole thing is that my character was a drunken lout who would stagger around the place, amusing me and everyone else around me. And... just basically being an urchin.
Here's an interesting bumper sticker you could put on your car, Bob. Pay cut for cops. That'd work, wouldn't it?
You would, eh?
I love fat chicks. Hey, I love fat chicks.
That's quite the opposite.
All right, enough of that. Good afternoon. It's the Best in British here, in case you're wondering what the heck's going on. If you've not adjusted your clocks today, you think you're listening to the Elts of Clearwater, I've got bad news for you. This is the Best in British. Good afternoon. And, yeah, it is actually time for that. Thank you. Bobby.
Aye, indeed. What's on in cricketers this week?
What's on Bayek?
Eh, always something going on. Bluegrass adjustment, bluesgrass, music tomorrow night, Tuesday.
The lads.
Lads from, originally from Tennessee, Kentucky. Great, 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 great music from 9 o'clock.
John Walsh
should
be listening.
No cover charge, of course.
John Walsh should be listening. He was saying he's from Manchester. Yeah, can you do the Mancunian accent, Bob, as you came from there?
Well, actually, I should be able to, really. But hey, lad. You know, I'm going into Yorkshire.
Yeah, you're going into Yorkshire.
If I spoke to my family on the phone more often, I'd be updated, you know. But anyway, John, hope you're listening. You're from Manchester. I am Mancunian, northwest of England. You'll be there with your guitar on a Thursday night at 5:30, giving us a three-hour gig. And that's followed on by Duke, the DJ, with the ladies' night, which we've already mentioned, 80 cent strats, 80 cent shooters,
no,
80 cent music.
No, that's Friday, Bob.
Oh, I always get that wrong. What's happening on Thursday, then?
Half-price drinks for all ladies, all night.
Ah, that's
half
the ladies'
night. As soon as they walk through the door from 9 p.m, it's half-price.
Half-price, ladies.
No matter what you drink.
All right, so if you get a good cocktail, you're getting it for half price.
So if you have a glass of water, you only pay half the price.
Now then, you come on stage on Friday, then, with the 80s night.
Dun, 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 dun.
At 9 o'clock. And on Saturday, we've got... Greg Lee with our accompaniment of people, Eric, Laura Duncan, singing, Nicole as well, accompanies as well.
Don't forget the host.
And the host, the Duke. Why, what do you do?
Greg Lee.
As I say, Greg.
You didn't, you said Eric.
Oh, Greg Lee and Eric, okay. So that kicks off at 9 o'clock, and that's really a mixture.
Can you adjust the feed of the alcohol for me, Ed? He's not enough going into his bloodstream.
Get that drip going. So I had a hard weekend. And, okay, that's 9 o'clock, and that gives a real good mixture of bluegrass, jazz and blues, and a great lot of original music played and songs, particularly our friend Laura Duncan with all her, what's the word I'm using for? Originals.
She writ a new song at the weekend.
She writ another one.
She writ it.
And she plays guitar as well, so it's worth coming
bloody
down,
fantastic.
Actually.
This new song is outstanding. The best song she's ever written.
And all the music, if it starts at 9 o'clock, it also rolls through till the end of the evening. So just come along. All right. We've got Easter coming up. Don't forget, a week on Sunday. We've got some special events taking place for Good Friday and Easter Sunday, Easter Monday. And if you go into the Highland Games next weekend, come along and see us before and after, and you'll all be welcome.
Don't forget, of course, the Cricketers offers lunch specials every day, starting at $3.99. We've got dishes like, what have we got? Buffalo chicken tenders, fish and soup sandwich, grilled ham and cheese sandwich, fish in a basket, the most popular, popcorn shrimp, and my favourite, the roast beef toasty. What else we've got here? Corned beef hoagie, turkey melt, turkey Reuben, chicken Philly wrap. The list goes on. I'm getting hungry.
Why is it called popcorn shrimp when actually about what it is baby prawns?
Because it looks... It looks like popcorn, Bob.
It doesn't.
Well, you could say it looks like babies do, but you wouldn't, would you? It looks like popcorn.
All right, so we've got a fun week, and come along and see us for lunch or dinner. All right, open at 11:30.
Come and see Bobby and the rest of the clan down there.
If you've got a birthday or anniversary coming up, give us a call in advance. I'll be there, and we'll make sure that the Majesty is aware that you're going to become a Knight of the Royal Empire or a Dame of the Royal Empire in the case of the ladies.
Now, the theme today is April Fool's Day, which was on Saturday. I hope you did some good pranks somewhere along the line. If you didn't, why not? Because it's all a bit of fun.
Mentioned earlier that there was a rumour going around in 1969 that the Beatle Paul McCartney had actually died in 1966.
You know, I remember that. I remember that.
I don't actually.
You know, it was big
that.
News.
But I reckon
thought, oh, my God, he's
for
dead.
For 3 years, apparently, it was a great relief around the world that the cover-up story was created and that a lookalike named William Campbell continued to play with the Beatles for 3 years. To cover up Paul's death.
I remember all these girls screaming and, you know, tears and everything else that Paul's dead.
Yeah, apparently some sort of deadly car crash, you know, and it carried on for 3 years. And something, John Lennon supposedly said, I buried Paul, though John and other insiders claim he said cranberry sauce. And countless other intriguing interpretations were generated by fans after the story got out. Well, you know, I love a rumour. Right. Well, there's got to be some basis to it.
There was so much conjecture over that. I see that, interestingly, April the 1st, the Apple Computer Company was actually registered on the 1st of April in 1976. Would you believe that? And that was with the two guys, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. And they filed for partnership on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, that's amazing, that. Well, they mastered on, but of course they were overtaken.
They
by,
mastered on, oh, yeah, they, beauty.
They marched on it, but I mean,
well, I mean,
who
obviously
became the big contenders then. Microsoft, is
well,
it?
And Apple, yeah.
Apple. Well, Apple's not such a big deal.
And for those diehard Apple users out there, don't forget, your Apple computer ultimately one day will be Windows with a Mac cover over the top, and everybody's going, "No, never!" But it will. I'm telling you.
My first computer was, I think it was made by Apple, and you would know more than me, Duke. It was called, it was an Australian thing called the Sorcerer. Do you remember it?
Well, yeah.
The Sorcerer, it was called.
I don't think it was an Apple, Bob.
No. Anyway, the point is, it was 32K.
Yeah, I know. That incredible amount of memory, 32
and,
kilobytes.
And it was loaded by a tape recorder. It took half an hour to load anything in.
Well, you know, I said the Apple company was formed April 1st, 1976. This week in the UK courts, there is a big battle going on with the Apple Music Company. That's the Beatles, of course, that
oh,
formed
right,
the
yes,
Apple Music
yes.
Company. And the Apple Computer Company. Because they originally formed an agreement back in 91, which said that iTunes would not do music. Now they're doing iTunes with their online music store.
Right.
And they're the most successful.
Okay.
So now Apple Records are saying, no, you can't do that. We agreed not that you wouldn't do music. You'd only do computers.
So just recap on that. Apple, the recording label for the Beatles, was formed probably back in 63, 64. And Apple, the computer company, comes along in 76.
No, about 69, I think, would be the Apple record label.
Right, they John Walsh. Abbey Road.
Ah, interesting. And this actually, there's a guy on the phone now, would know all about when the Apple record label was formed. Hi, John, how are you doing?
Let's test him out.
I'm all right, Bob, how are you doing?
All right, let's do this Mancunian accent first of all. Come on, let's have a real good version of it. Think you're Mark from...
I mentioned earlier, although I was raised in Manchester, I really have lost the Manchester accent.
Yeah, you've become very gentrified, haven't you, Bob? Yeah,
they say Manchester, don't they? Manchester?
Manchester. We might say it in Manchester.
Right, whack.
While you're on the phone, just talk Manchester.
Yeah, all right, or maybe not. How's John anyway?
Ask me how City did over the weekend.
How did City do over the weekend?
They were absolute crap. They were the bollocks.
Yeah, of course, the bollocks is a word which we use in England, which kind of expresses a way of saying they were terrible. But if you say it's the dog bollocks, go on, John, what does that mean?
Well, you're right. As, depending on the context, it can have different meanings, doesn't it? And if it's the dog's bollocks, it is. It's A1.
A1.
I mean, it's first good. Class,
really good. It's the dog's bollocks. But if it's the bollocks, oh dear.
Now you're
a bit like Leicester City, my team. They're
John,
the bollocks.
John, the music you play at the cricketers on Thursday evening is dog's bollocks. Is that right?
It depends on how much I've had to drink at the stage of the evening, isn't it?
Anyway, we had a question for you. When was the Apple recording label created by the Beatles? Any idea of the year?
I believe it was 67.
67, okay.
And they went bankrupt in about 6 months later. No, it was what, about 1970, wasn't it?
I think something like that.
But tell you big... what, here's a trivia question. Who was the first artist that Apple signed?
I'm saying it would be, those were the days, Mary Hopkin.
You know what, I should have said first non-British artist. I was thinking of James Taylor.
James Taylor?
A very young James Taylor, yeah, he had long hair back then.
Wow. So would
but anyway,
would she have been the first female?
I think she was, yeah. Mary Hopkins, right?
And then Peter and Mary, what are they called? Peter and Gordon.
Peter and Gordon, yeah.
Oh, that's right. who was, one of those guys was Jane Asher's brother, wasn't it?
I believe
Paul McCartney was Data.
Paul McCartney.
John,
as you know, the Beatles became probably the leaders with that particular label, Apple. But can you remember what the label was when they first came out in 63, 64? Who was recording them?
It was a Parlophone.
It was Parlophone, wasn't it? And EMI.
EMI was the
Parlophone division of EMI.
There you go.
But, so, Bob, have you given any more thoughts to, my inspirational idea of giving the soccer scores in regional accents?
I briefly did one, which was West Brom.
You did it. You're pretty good. You get a nice Midlands accent there.
How did West Brom? How did they help you do that?
We did. We all talked funky, like, you know what I mean. Nobody has a clue.
Who are they playing? Oh, Aston Villa. Tricky Land and Chappies also.
They're playing. Birmingham was there as well. You know. That sounds Liverpool. I'm getting all mixed up now. So, did anybody pull any April the 1st pranks on you? Or did you pull any of yours?
We had too much going on. We were running around like chickens chasing our tail feathers on Saturday.
You know,
all sixes and sevens at the Walsh household over the weekend. What about you?
At the restaurant over the weekend, on the Saturday morning, we put through something like 30 items through the register for the cook to cook, thinking that there was a big to-go order. And he was going frantic in the kitchen, thinking that he's got to produce all this food. It's something like, $400 worth of food he was having to produce. And just in the moment when he was starting to make it, we went in and said, no, it's an April Fool. And he went crazy.
The ticket was about 5 foot long.
Can you imagine?
The printer in the kitchen was just spewing out
all
paper.
All this paper spewing out.
And it was touching the floor and he was going frantic. It was all these complicated things like cricketer sandwich.
Oh, the worst things he hates to cook, we put on the order.
Oh, the English breakfast, he hates cooking that. Because it's about 10 different ingredients to it and different areas have to be put together. You know the English breakfast, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Especially when everyone orders the eggs different.
So you're looking forward to this Thursday? What are you going to be doing? Anything that we need to know about?
A lot of Beatles stuff as usual, and I'll be asking a couple of questions.
Good, a bit of trivia.
I had a very good one on Thursday. I played First Cut Is the Deepest, which was a hit song for Rod Stewart and recently Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
So it was a two-part question, and if you got either one right, you got a drink of your choice on the house. And the first one was, who wrote it, and what is his name now?
Did anybody get that?
Yeah, somebody knew it was Cat Stevens.
No, I didn't even know that.
But they didn't know what his name was now. You know what it is?
Oh, it's some sort of Middle East Muslim name, isn't it?
Formerly known as Prince.
Which, of course, is, the Hebrew way of saying Yusuf Islam.
Yusuf Islam, yeah, that's
it. It was on the tip of your tongue.
It was close. It was somewhere in one of my teeth at the back, not quite on my tongue.
Anyway, well, guys, you have a great day.
Thanks for calling in, John.
My pleasure.
You have a good day too, mate. All right, thanks a lot.
Of course, we'll see John on Thursday.
Yeah, John on Thursday. He's a great character.
5:30 onwards, yes. And play his guitar and give you a tribute pursuit. A lot of Merseysound, Beatles, British stuff.
Merseysound. Well, look, we've missed one record out altogether today, so let's play the very final record today, which probably Ed has not even got queued up yet. But hopefully he has. Oh, he has. So let's go with the Beatles, because it's just a great song, and it goes something like this.
Hey, Jude. Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. Were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Don't carry the world upon your
Hey June, don't let me down. You have found her.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Best in British, sponsored by the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant, located on the corner of Curler Road and Alternate 19. Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Again, if you're tuned in today and you're wondering why the Elks of Clearwater are not on, you've not adjusted your clock. All right. The record that's just been on, the Beatles, actually, again, broke the mold back in the UK. And why, Bob?
Because back in those days, there was a limit of 3 minutes only on a record. There's something to do with royalties or something.
Yeah, needle time.
And this was the first one that the BBC played, which was actually 8 minutes.
Incredible.
And I'll tell you what, if you ever get to do this on karaoke, damn it, you better have energy, because I've done it and I never realised. Because, of course, the last 3 minutes are all Hey Jude, that's what
it
says.
Yeah, I know. Interestingly, for anybody with trivia in mind, and probably John Walsh will be one of them, the B-side to Hey Jude was what? I'll tell you at the end of the show. I'm sure you know anyway. But
I bet John's gagging himself at home. I know the answer.
Funny quotes. Some interesting funny quotes just before we finish today. One by Benny Hill here, and this just tickles me. I think it's great. Girls are like pianos. When they're upright, they're grand.
A committee is a group of men who keeps minutes and wastes hours.
You're right as well. It's absolutely true. What's this one here? A friend is someone who's there when he needs you. Yeah, think about that one.
And here's a silly quote from Ronald Reagan. I'm really surprised on this one. Trees cause more pollution than automobiles do. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, Bob. You're telling me. Yeah, all right. And, of course, one which would go with that is, I can see clearly now, the brain is gone.
I am nobody. Nobody is perfect, therefore I must be perfect.
They all apply to you, Bob.
I know. Well, see, people say some funny things, actually, and they're real classics, actually.
A lovely
inspirational quotes. If you can dream it, you can do it.
Now, that you know, you need a bit of pause time for that, but that is great. If you can dream it, you can do it. And that's true. You know, life is what you make it, and there's no doubt about that.
And that was said by Walt Disney.
Walt Disney? He mm-hmm. did, didn't he?
He did.
I thought you said he didn't. All right.
No, Walt didn't.
All right, it doesn't matter.
And the important thing is not to stop questioning. Do you know who's said that?
No, who said that?
Albert Einstein.
Coming up in a moment is the Scoop Show, so don't forget, we'll be here next same time, same place next week on the Best of British. We are sponsored by the Quickest Pub and Restaurant. Loads of stuff going on throughout the week. Don't forget to come down and give us a shot. The restaurant's open from 11:30 every day, and it's in the Causeway Plaza, corner of Curler Road, alternate 19. Lunch special start at 11:30 until 4:30. Tomorrow night, don't forget, we're having the Bluegrass Revival. What are they called?
Bluegrass Adjustment.
Thank you. Bluegrass Adjustment down tomorrow night.
9 o'clock onwards.
9 o'clock. So from all of us here, I'd like to wish you all a great day, a safe day. And as we say, Scoop's coming up next. From all of us here, goodbye. God bless.
And good evening, Britain.